Welcome to Tuesday Chaos. Who is this big beast? Oh, 107.7 The Island Tuesdays. Tuesdays with Voice for Companion Animals. Robin Mays is here.
We've lost control as usual.
Yeah, the control was gone immediately.
Yeah, as soon as we saw Laura, we lose control.
Oh, yeah.
Now calm down.
Yeah.
Thank you. Can you sit?
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption, like this crazy guy.
Like a lot of animals available for adoption.
What is this dog's name?
This is Coda.
Hi, Coda.
Coda, you probably remember. Coda was a... Sadly, Coda has been in rescue longer than he's been in a home. He's 5 years old. He was in a home for 1 year, and then they had a change of lifestyle and moved from a house to like a duplex-type setting, and he was not welcome to join them. So he's back with us after a year, and if you want a smart as a whip dog...
Oh, yeah, look at
this
how pretty he is.
The
He's
most
so
amazing
trained.
Dog. And we did a DNA test on him because we were like, what are you?
I already forgot.
German Shepherd.
Hi.
Forgot what it was.
Hi.
Part German Shepherd.
Will he calm down at any point?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. He's calm.
Absolutely.
He's calm. He's just excited to see people. That's all.
And his whole list off.
Coda. Hey.
Somebody likes Laura.
Cough.
Coda. Yeah, Coda. I remember Coda now.
His whole list of commands that he knows and tricks that he knows are amazing.
Hey, sit.
We are getting the off because he just is so happy to see everybody.
Yeah.
And that can be very off-putting.
Not for me. I'm loving it.
Laura is codependent and allowing this behavior. Does she do that in the office?
She's an enabler. She's encouraging this.
I am encouraging this.
He's a solid dog.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, he is at least 60 pounds. High five. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Look how smart he is.
He just high-fived. He just high-fived Robin for a snack.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes.
You sit.
And he's so pretty. Oh, look at him.
Settle.
Oh,
settle.
Yes.
Thank you for settling.
Oh, he is so
well-trained.
Wow.
This is the best dog. He is afraid of other dogs, but we have been working with him, and he's working with one of the late... Coda! working with the... One yeah. of the... well, he's working with Sasha, your favorite.
Yeah.
He and Sasha are now best friends.
Hi.
And Coda loves cats.
Really?
So he would be great with cats, too.
Interesting.
Yay.
So if you're looking for a best friend who's good, and he's actually... If a cat walks by him when he's eating, he's like, oh, okay, I'll back off. You go ahead.
That's sweet.
Oh, that is sweet. Hi, baby. Oh, yes. Hello, baby.
See pictures of Coda in the blog section.
Hello, baby.
Hip fixed, microchip, 1077theisland.com in the blog section.
Good.
True story.
And I urge you, again, share these blogs and these postings. If you're not ready to adopt, maybe someone else is.
Yeah.
We want to make sure everybody sees these blogs and these opportunities.
He's so pretty.
And he's been with us, let me see, about a couple months, 2 months now at least.
Yeah.
And he gets outings. He gets to play in the new dog yard. He gets to play with his new friend, Sasha. He's got cat friends. But he really would like his own person that can take him on walks and play with him in a yard. He's a ball-retrieving fool also. And he, like you said, hip-fixed, microchip, and he comes with all kinds of his toys.
He's white. He's brown. Good
white
looking.
And brown. He's got some great markings on him. Yes, beautiful face.
In addition to all that, he high-fives you for a treat.
True story.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design, 20 years of screen printing, specializing in custom apparel with expert craftsmanship and personalized local service. Craig would like
Oh, yeah.
Coda.
Oh, Craig would love this. Oh, so sorry I didn't invite him this morning.
It's not a sit, but I'll take it.
He would love Coda.
We can come back unless you get adopted. That would be wonderful.
How much does Coda cost?
Coda, with an approved application and after all that, he is sponsored.
He is sponsored, so free.
He is sponsored.
Oh, my stars. That's great.
And he will actually even come with some training sessions with Canine Positive Solutions and Jamie.
You sit.
And she is the one who taught him all these amazing things and kind of will help you with if there's something else you want to teach him. Right now he's actually learning to scrape a sandpaper, a board with sandpaper on it to wear down some of the nails.
Oh, so fantastic. You wouldn't have to go get him spotted or
no,
anything.
And so she's teaching him, let's see, scratch. I forget what the other one. There's two commands, one for the left paw, one for the right paw.
All dogs must go. It's a blowout sale. Coda is sponsored.
Coda is sponsored. Oh, Marley, Kira is sponsored. Marley will be sponsored.
Contact Voice for Companion Animals, 402-527-8228. Robin, thanks for everything that you do.
Thank you so much.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
What do we got coming up?
We're trying to get our cat food drive going. Our pantry that we usually have about 400 pounds of cat food in so we can meet all the needs during the month and for anybody that comes in, we were down to 12 pounds.
Mm.
So we put out a plea for dry cat food. We have dog food, but we put out a plea for dry cat food, and we're starting to get some, and people are starting to get some shipped from Amazon, Chewy, Petco, PetSmart.
Yeah, I noticed your post on Facebook, so
yes,
donated and shared.
Thank you.
So hopefully.
Yep, we already had a bag. One of our supporters dropped a bag off this Monday morning. So, Coda, you're not on the board.
No, but he wants a new job. He wants to be trained.
Well, I tell you what, if anybody can
trained,
it's this one.
He's smart. You a smart boy. Yes, you are. You're a smart boy. Look at the size of that tail. It looks like a beaver.
Sounds to me like it's time to build a 9-foot wall of pet food. That's what it sounds like.
If anybody
like to me.
Can do it, you guys can, because I've seen your walls that you build with food.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We're asking for dog food, cat food, and cleaning supplies. And I'd like to build a 9-foot wall.
Let's do it.
Reason for the 9 feet is when you put it in front of the banner, our logo sits at about 9 feet high.
I would like to build
that wall of pet food. If you can help, please do. It's
dry cat food. We are desperately in need. We've got more animals later this month, and what we have won't cut. And clumping cat litter is another that seem to be out of all the time.
If you can help out, drop it off on the corner of West Capitol Avenue and Deers and GI. And thank you for your consideration. Robin, thanks for everything that you do once again.
Thank you guys so much for having us each week. We appreciate it.
Alexa, slap it high. 5 up top.
I would, if I could, but I can't. So I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Fransman One Man Party in the morning on the island.